All right. In the background, we've got Will Sessions doing a song called Diesel. Will Sessions is doing a show at Cliff Bell's on Friday night. Along with them will be Amp Fiddler. This is going to be a tribute to jazz fusion, and they're going to be paying honors to our musicians such as Miles Davis, Weather Report, Herbie Hancock, and a whole lot more that were instrumental in the development of fusion. Will Sessions playing Friday night with Amp Fiddler at Cliff Bell's. Before that, we heard from Amy Gorner Valentine's. She's got a show on Saturday night at the Stars and Stripes Festival. That's part of the free programming. She's going on at 7. At 3:30 to 4:30. There also, the Longneck Stranglers are going to be playing. So it'd be a good destination to get out to Mount Clemens early in the afternoon. But be sure to bring sunscreen and a hat, because it's going to be a hot day. Later that night, they've got a paid show with Eddie Money. But go check out the free stuff and the fireworks. I hear it's one of the best festivals around. I've never gotten out for it. A couple other things happening this weekend is the Summer Rock and Rumble at PJ's Lagerhouse Saturday night with Circus Boy, Nuke and the Hell Riders, Dollar Domestics, and Sex Police. Again, that is the Circus Boy Summer Rock and Rumble happening at PJ's Lagerhouse. Something else happening Saturday night is Gerald's band is playing at Nancy Whiskey's. That'd be quite an interesting show to take family or friends to. Thornetta Davis has a gig Saturday night at Guy Halloran's. That's on Plymouth Road in Ann Arbor. Ricky Ratt's in town. He's playing Friday night at One-Eyed Betty's in Ferndale. That's a place worth checking out. And Ricky Ratt, classic from the Trash Brats and Love Masters. Classic Detroit rock and roll there. Marco Polio and the New Vaccine are playing Friday night at PJ's Lagerhouse, and with them will be a band that used to be called Dwayne the Teenage Weirdo. I'm not sure exactly what they're calling them now, but they're no longer. Same people, new name. All right, SRC again has their reunion at the Magic Bag, and opening for them will be Katie Grace. The Romeo Flynns have a show Friday night at the New Way Bar. And there is something called the Shelter Sampler. This sounds interesting. They're going to spotlight local brews and restaurants and music. And at the Shelter Friday night, they've got the Ragbirds performing. And they are going to feature the music from a local brewery and the restaurant called the Small Plates. Out at the Majestic on Friday night, they've got something called Motor City Funk Night. Sounds like a good time. And on Saturday, Dennis wanted me to let people know that they are having a car show and cruise downriver in Lincoln Park. It's going to be based outside of the Masonic Temple, and they'll be cooking steak and chicken all day starting at 11:30 and go until 9. Bring a cooler and a lawn chair, sit along the road, and enjoy. This has been the Motor Calendar, where we tell you what's happening around town and encourage you to get out, because the music will define the weekend, and it is here. We got a holiday coming up. Be sure to take care of yourself. Don't overindulge. Enjoy the holiday. Be safe. Take care of each other, and enjoy the fact that you are from Detroit. And, oh, I just got a special note here that says Emily Rose is playing the New Way Bar, and it didn't say what day. Tonight. Oh, Emily. And she had some pictures on Facebook of her new bunny last night. So, Emily Rose, one of our favorites here at the Motor Live Dive, playing tonight at the New Way Bar. I thank for that information. I'll let you continue listening to Will Sessions till we get the thumbs up from Alan. We are about to go live in the studio again. Will Sessions playing Cliff Bell's with Amp Fiddler Friday night. We are good to go, so we will dial down Will Sessions and bring up the studio as soon as we have the... Are you ready, Mr. White?
We are ready on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Oh, and today in the studio we have two guys. We have... Who do we have? We have Michael Dregich and Casey Cooper. Right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Are you there, fellas? Hey, fellas, are you there?
I don't think so. They're still tuning up.
I can hear them.
I don't hear the studio.
Really.
No.
They're not hearing us.
We can hear you. So.
We can hear the music strumming. Maybe the headphone mic is enough.
Oh,
I can hear you now.
There we go.
Oh, you're real distorted. Oh.
Well, that's usually the case.
Oh.
that's just a personal thing, you know. Well, today, as I said, we have...
Oh, let me start this up.
Okay, there we go. Now we're ready to go. We have Casey Cooper and Michael Dragich in the studio today. And you are there now, aren't you?
We are here.
We are here.
In fact, why don't we get some music started? What are you going to start off with?
Michael?
We're going to start off with one of mine called Anchor.
Take it away.
Call me when you're never, ever say never.
Well, thank you, fellas. In fact, you guys have, have you got any shows coming up?
Yeah, we do, actually. I'm doing a solo show at Tracy's Corner Cafe on Friday the 13th, July, Friday the 13th, and I believe, Casey, you've got one coming up, too.
I'm also playing at Tracy's. That's August. Oh, I should probably know this. It's the third Friday in August, whatever that is. And Tracy's is in Warren at 12 and Hoover.
That's right. Good to mention.
I was gonna ask where Tracy's was.
It's hard to hear you guys.
I can't hear
you at all now.
All right. Well, hey, we'll try and get that in there. Okay, you probably can now. No, just barely, eh?
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, now we're real loud.
Okay, well, good. We try and get you there when we can.
Gotcha.
All right.
Great.
So tell me, how long have you guys been playing together?
Together?
Yeah.
About a year now.
Yeah, I have to say about a year.
We wound up playing in the same show separately. Solo.
At the Phoenix there.
Kind of dug each other's stuff and said, hey, why don't we get together and sort of fill out the backing music for each other. Rather than be one band, because of egos or whatever,
his ego, my ego,
yeah, most
fine,
of my ego's big enough for both of us. So
we barely fit in this room right here. But yeah, so we kind of back each other up on everything, and a lot of times we'll play the same bill and sort of have the same backline, the same band. Our drummer couldn't make it tonight, unfortunately, because his father's in the hospital. So actually, I just want to give him a quick shout out to Martin Laprise. Sorry you can't be here, brother, and we love you. And say hi to the whole Laprise family. Love and prayers going out to your dad and Tom, Kim, Darren, Steve. Good luck, everybody.
Okay, and with that, why don't we go to some more music?
Ironically enough, this song is called Nicks and Bruises.
All right.
Get a CAT scan every morning to find out what I did last night. They should have fixed me with a warning if they could not repair our right. I'm rather fond of nicks and bruises. They let me know I'm still alive. It's just these hemorrhaging contusions that the doc can't seem to find, though they're somewhere on my mind, morning, noon, and night, that I'll survive. And I get my blood drawn every Monday to make sure my weekend was clean. I always think that things went one way, then someone brings me up to speed. I get in line for nicks and bruises. I guess I just get off on pain. Over again, I seem to do this. Life to me is just a game, though I'm losing more each day. Money, sleep, and weight without you. Telling good people they should run. Three cheers for all my Knicks and Blues.
Singing that one, Knicks and Bruises, here on the Live Drive at 5.
In fact, I want to ask Casey a couple of things. Casey, how did you get into music personally?
Yeah. Well, I started taking piano lessons when I was 5 years old. I hated it. My mom made me do it. But it turned out to be like the greatest thing ever because I fell in love with music. And I switched to the guitar in high school. And I've been writing songs ever since.
All right. And Michael, I see you're putting your bongos away. So
I think Michael's having technical problems.
He's having technical problems. So you keep going, Casey. Then. All right, here we go, Michael.
Michael, can
yeah,
you
yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Oh,
something was an issue there.
All right. Well, we've got those issues taken care of. I was going to ask, what got you started in music?
What did get me started in music? I'm gonna say my brother did many moons ago with classic rock and dovetailed into the hair metal of the 80s, which went into the industrial of the 90s, which brought me somehow into the coffee house folk that we're doing now.
Right. Well, everything goes around. That's all you can say.
It really does.
But and as you said, you guys have been playing together for a while.
Yeah. About a year. Been real happy with collaborating with Casey here.
I've been moderately happy with collaborating with Michael.
I'm actually gonna retract that and say I'm disappointed.
I'm gonna retract that because Michael's my ride home. So Michael Dragic is my hero.
I'm gonna say that the egos definitely don't fit in the room today.
Well, that's just fine. It's a small room, but we make it sound big.
All in all, I'm glad he got his peanut butter in my chocolate, and my chocolate's in his peanut butter, and together we sound pretty sweet.
So. You do.
Yes,
in fact, why don't we keep that sweetness going?
That sounds good. This is another one of mine called No Whiners Allowed.
Maybe God says no whiners.
loud in heaven. Maybe you have to learn how to stop before you begin again. You gotta pull the knife out before you stitch. Oh man, again and again. Like you, maybe I don't care. But as God is my witness here, I will make a difference. Master all my fears. Couch and television, oh, and then you'll be so shocked to see just exactly what I can accomplish when I am capable of what I can do when I.
Guys have a real interesting blend with this.
There's a real contrast between
them.
Interesting contrast?
Yeah, because Casey's voice is kind of smooth and you're kind of rough.
Gravelly.
And it's rough and dramatic in Casey's.
Well, he's a little older than me. He's had a rougher road. Oh.
It's the peanut butter and the chocolate.
Yep.
I'm crunchy peanut butter.
Right, yeah, good. I'm allergic to peanuts, so that works out.
Oh. There you go. Well, there's always lots of cool stuff going on. And in fact, is there a way for people to get a hold of you guys?
Absolutely.
My phone number is 248. Oh, wait.
On Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/factotummusic. That's FACTOTUM music. And that is my band that Casey also plays with me in. And
you can hear my stuff at facebook.com/CaseyCooperMusic, CaseyCooper, and music.
All right.
And you both have gigs out at Tracy's on the Corner coming up.
Yep, Tracy's Corner Cafe at 12 in Hoover. And my show's on Friday the 13th. Starts about 8. It's a free show. Come on out.
Good
and
luck.
And Casey's is the third Friday in August.
Yeah, maybe. Whatever that date is. Yeah.
Friday the 13th is my lucky day.
Really?
Absolutely. Everyone else has bad luck, so I figured I'd take all the good luck.
There you go. Lucky 13. you corrected me. It's Tracy's Corner Cafe. We were looking at their website and talking about it here, and they have an interesting, they have some shows on Sunday and Tuesday?
Yes, actually they have open mics on both of those nights, on Sunday and on Tuesday. Tuesday, Dave Martin hosts the open mic night, and on Sunday, Steve D'Angelo hosts the open mic night, and it's they're great nights.
Yeah,
so
they're both really good. There's a lot of really good artists that come out there.
Okay.
It's probably my favorite open mic in the area.
The list's always packed the second it's put out, so show up early, around 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Oh, who are some of the regulars there?
Emily Rose comes out there quite often, actually, and I know you guys really like Emily.
And Mike Anton.
Mike Anton.
Oh, good.
Jeff Jablonski, who also works there, and I think my headphones just died.
Okay. Well, Tracy's Corner Cafe is at 29200 Hoover. That's out in Warren.
Yeah, it's right at the corner of 12 Mile and Hoover.
Okay.
Okay. Are you back with us?
Yep.
All right. We're good. In fact, in that case, now that you're back, What are you going to play?
All right, this is a tune of mine called Denver Bender, and it's a story about something that happened to me a while back in Colorado, and I'm not exactly proud of the events that occurred, but it inspired a really good song, in my opinion. So let's play that.
It's where he became allergic to peanuts.
You said peanuts, right?
I said peanuts.
I knew I would lose, so at least I could go home with a bruise, and in the morning I'd have something to show, not just these messages that I'd left on your phone. Quick inventory of my memories and wealth, a bit embarrassed how I handled myself. Feel this on must be a quarter to ten. Reckon it's time I go and do it again. Too close to be far on this Denver bender. Too far to be close on this Denver bender. I've never been better on a Denver bender. No, I've never been better alone. I keep telling myself. Keep telling myself. Go on drowning myself. Slowly killing myself. Too close to be far on this Denver bender. Too close to be far on this Denver bender. But I've never been better, no, I'm never better, no, I've never been better alone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Now you guys have told me you've besides playing together as a duo, you're both in several different bands.
Yeah,
would you
absolutely
like to tell us what both you've been doing?
Michael.
Yeah, I'd love to. My band is Factotum, and it's right now it's three piece actually. Casey Cooper plays bass.
I'm one of the three pieces.
One of the three pieces. And our drummer, Martin Laprise, who also plays keys, he couldn't make it today. But Great musician. And
in fact, yeah. For your drummer, he plays an electronic drum kit, doesn't he?
You know, he does. He absolutely does. It's his preference is actually to play acoustically, but I guess it's just easier for us to kind of mix stuff logistically, yeah, to move things around and fit everything in the van at the same time.
Okay, well, things you have to do to keep working.
And, absolutely.
What other bands have you got?
That would be in my primary band. I kind of do some other stuff and sort of script doctor other singer-songwriters' music.
Whether they want you to or not.
Whether they want me to or not, absolutely. I put peanut butters in their chocolate.
Enough with that.
What?
Actually, Michael, we met you when you came down to talk about a benefit that you were pulling together at the Berkeley Front one night, I believe.
Yeah, that was Casey.
Yeah, you met both of us at that time. Oh, yeah. I had a lot longer hair back then, so maybe
he looks totally different. This is before he joined the Buddhist monastery, so he's going away in a couple weeks. In Denver, right? I believe. Is that it?
I don't think I'm welcome back to Denver.
We won't talk about that. It's okay. And Casey, have you been in a few other groups besides Factotum?
Yes. Over the years, I've been in lots. But currently, my group is Casey Cooper and the Shaking Babies. And
now that is shaking.
That's shaking with an ing, not shaken, because okay, that would be offensive.
Yeah.
To James Bond. Shaken, not stirred.
And that's me and Michael and Martin and my buddy John, who also plays guitar. And we do a lot of the songs that you've been hearing today and a few others that you won't be unless you swing by facebook.com/Casey Cooper Music. Mm-hmm. And you can check out the whole catalog. The whole roster of jams is up there.
That last one, Denver Bender, was Casey Cooper and the Shaken Babies song.
Yes.
All right. We always like babies around here.
Who doesn't like a baby?
Yeah.
And this next one's one of Factotum's. It's called Kid, and it'll actually be on the next album coming up entitled Forever Endeavor. And we're going into the studio on 10, 11, 12 to start tracking for Forever Endeavor.
And I just learned this song about 20 minutes ago, so here we go.
We were young that day, that was nothing. We were full of dreams and that was something. You were a stoner and I was a dropout. Everybody knew that everything was too hard to do, and everybody knew that that was a cop out. That we always wanted to be. They both grew up and then grew out of all live. We picked up the pieces and stitched us together. Some scenes that we became. Then always thought they would be. So I think it's safe to say the arrow rarely hits its end. The safe bets on the plane coming back again. That don't mean turn away. Get the curveballs come and swing. Poet. some little yellowed ring. So I think it's safe to say the catch ain't worth debate. The long shots on the pin ever, ever play. But that don't mean shy way. Get the fans out here, but sing.
And things are sounding great over the air. I just went and checked our FM stream, and everything sounds good for you.
Excellent. Good to hear.
Yeah, it's supposed to be that way.
There's no crackling and distortion? Any of that?
No. There's no feedback going on, and the online stream sounded pretty good, too.
Excellent.
Our sound man, Alan Cantino.
Wait a minute. People are listening to this right
Nobody
now?
Totally
no. Hey, that's...
Now
I don't
nervous.
Know about
that. Oh. Hey, you signed the release. It's okay.
Oh.
No, they haven't.
It's okay, Casey. Just picture me in my underwear. You'll be all right.
I got to get going.
I'm your ride.
Not anymore, buddy.
And as we say, what is the best way for people to get a hold of you guys?
That would be Facebook.com. Smoke signals, yes. Or just telepathy. You know, if you think really hard, I'm sure we'll pick up on your wavelengths. Facebook.com/factotummusic, FACTOTUM music for my band. And
Facebook.com/Casey Cooper Music. And that's CaseyCooperMusic.
All right, and why don't we get some more of that MUSIC?
Okay. This is a tune of mine, and it's called Tuesday.
Even though it's Thursday.
Me in knots like religions.
it's nothing shines like your eyes when you kiss me goodbye. See you next Tuesday. Oh, honey, I know every time that your mouth moves, you lie. See you next Tuesday. I'm leaving. Fill up my head when I'm sleeping. I feel nothing shines like your eyes when you kiss me goodbye. See you next Tuesday. Oh, honey, I know every time that your mouth moves, you lie. Unsettled stomachs and scopes. You want my mind.
You want my
and Jack in my blood. Tonight's the night that I have had quite enough. I mean, nothing shines like your eyes when you kiss me goodbye. See you next Tuesday. Oh, honey, I know every time. Bitch, your mouth moves, you lie. See you next Tuesday. Nothing shines like your lies.
See you next Tuesday.
Go on, kiss me goodbye.
See you next Tuesday.
Cause I know every time.
See you next Tuesday.
That I see you. Like your eyes when you kiss me goodbye. See you next Tuesday. Oh, honey, I know every time that your mouth pulls you lie. See you next Tuesday. I see you next Tuesday.
Hey.
All right, we've been, yeah, Margaret's been
very
oh,
nice.
Yeah, we give it up. All right. All right. In fact, Margaret's been checking for you on Facebook and found there's a factotum band in Italy.
There is.
Yeah.
It's okay. I
back
think they mostly
the drawing board.
they mostly sing songs about wine. It's fine.
And you don't?
No,
I
whine.
He wrote while he was whining.
No, I whine about alcohol.
No whiners allowed.
Except for that song. That's okay. The only one. I have Casey wine in that song.
All right.
You ever have a bottle of Casey wine? Delicious, if you get the right vintage.
Casey Cooper actually is a pretty cool name. It sounds like a, you know, rock star or an, I don't know. Maybe
apparently that's what my parents had in mind for me.
I guess so.
Or a train engineer.
He's going to name his daughter Minnie.
I was
going to
be a rock star train engineer is actually what I was going to do. That way I have my own mode of transportation from city to city.
And for those big shows, you need the train.
Mm-hmm. For the pyrotechnics and dancing girls and what have you.
And where can people come and see you with the dancing girls and everything and the fireworks?
Tracy's Corner Cafe would be your next opportunity, and that is the third Friday of August, which we don't know when that is, but it's it's about a week after the second Friday in August, and it's about a week before the 4th. So,
and that's at 12 in Hoover, and it is a free show, correct?
It's a show.
Okay,
it's a show.
Okay, will you be providing fireworks and dancing girls, or should people bring their own?
You know, it's coming to be a combination of both. It's BYOF and DG.
Bring your own fireworks and pyrotechnics.
Yeah, and dancing girls.
Love the dancing girls. And bring your babies if they shake.
I was going to say, are the shaking babies going to
only if
there?
They shake, though. If they just lay there, please leave them at home.
All right. Well, why don't we get some more music? In fact, we could ask Michael, where's the next time people can come and see you?
Actually, that would ironically be also at Tracy's Corner Cafe on Friday the 13th, coming up this July.
Okay.
And or if you know where the studio is, you could come hang out in the parking lot, and in about 20 minutes, you could see us walking out to the car.
You could help us walk out to the car. That would be good.
You could
good.
Carry the dancing girls.
Or Casey's ego, one of the two. You can't fit both at the same time.
I don't
want to
hurt anybody. Let's play a song. How about
well, yeah, sounds like let's get to the problems that you have.
Absolutely. This is that problem you have. And this is also on the debut record coming out. Or actually not coming out. We're going into the studio.
Well, hopefully it's going to come out after
it will come out after we're in the studio. I'm hoping. Exactly. On 10, 11, 12, we're heading into the studio. So, here it is. Set.
I'm born set.
You're born set?
Yeah. Just play.
Is that like the Born Identity? Or
it starts really quite small, not always even your fault, but soon can grow out of control. So sometimes you just need the song. Now we'll all soon learn the chorus, till then shut up and just sing it along. Can make all gone whatever was wrong. Say it doesn't matter whether what I did was right or what I did was wrong. I've learned a little something, I know a little more now. Never again will I. I'm never
All right, yeah.
Wow. All right. Very interesting. Now, you're going into the studio. What a great date. 10, 11, 12?
Yeah, we thought so, too.
What studio will you be recording at?
Actually, that has yet to be determined, and / my living room. So, a little bit of both. Well, I don't know if I can afford me, though. I'm trying to talk myself down, so we'll see.
Well, congratulations. And you guys are going to be playing. You play various times out at Tracy's Corner Cafe. That's out on Hoover Road in Warren. I enjoyed the show Tuesdays. Meet you next Tuesday. How often do you guys make it out there on a Tuesday or
almost
a Sunday?
Almost every Tuesday.
Yeah.
But you'll be headlining there on Friday the 13th with the Michael and... what band will you be with, or will that be?
Actually, I'm just doing a solo show, and I believe actually Ian Pinchback of the Duet Wells will be joining me that day as well, and I forgot to mention that.
I also should mention that in August at my show, Anthony Retka of Tone and Niche will be opening for me, I like to say.
Opening. Tone's just you know, carrying his equipment, and he's not going to be doing any playing.
Well, Tone's a good friend of ours here.
Yeah,
so
he's a great...
Tone's a great guy.
He's a great guy. Great musician. Vocalist.
All right. Well, tell you what, you got about 9 minutes left for the show.
Oh, we can extend this last tune then. All right.
We're going to do the 9.5-minute version of a Casey Cooper and the Shaken Baby song.
I hope you're ready for a 7-minute bongo solo, Michael.
Absolutely. I'm going to start it now, so if you can...
Very good.
Okay.
All right, this is a tune of mine. It's called Broad... people tend to like it. I don't know.
Girls absolutely love it, from what I understand.
It is a very romantic song about the wonder and splendor of
marriage,
of being in a long-term relationship with a lovely lady. And if she's listening, I can't say any more. Are we ready?
Her name's John, right? Is it? No. Oh no. Pete? No, it was Pete. Peter.
I don't like what you're insinuating. So it's called Broad, and it's going to be on my upcoming album, which I don't have a date that we're going into the studio per se, but I hope to have it out by January or February of next year.
What is the title of that record?
That it's sort of a toss-up between two things. Either
That's an interesting title, a toss-up between two things.
I like that. Yeah, it kind of, you know.
Nice. It brings.
It shows the duality of it all. No, actually, it's called Control-Alt-Delete. And it it chronicles time in my life where I sort of had
trouble with this computer.
Thanks, Mike. No, it's about sort of all the songs are about sort of resetting your life and starting over after after the event that you're about to hear about in this song entitled Broad.
Take it away.
Crack all the time in the bedroom. Say goodnight, and then you tell me nobody else has to deal with your head. When all your friends are all getting married now, your friends are all having babies now, your friends are all doing everything cool. So now just thank you.
living a lie. Cause all your friends are all getting married, no. Your friends are all having babies, no. Your friends are all doing everything cool. Oh, now just listen to yourself, pretty baby, you know me. None of them are as crazy as maybe. All your friends are just better than you. Oh, boo. Too little old me. This has to do with your head. Cause all your friends are all getting married, no. Your friends are all having babies, no. Your friends are all doing everything cool.
See, it's sarcastic. I don't know if you can pick up on that.
Oh, now just listen to yourself, pretty baby. You know me. None of them are as crazy and maybe. All your friends are just better than you. Better than you, better than you, boo-hoo.
All right.
Wow. Yeah. We want to thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
it's
you so
been a
much.
Pleasure, and hopefully, when your drummer gets freed up, we could have you back again for the full band.
Absolutely,
we'd like that.
And again, Michael's going to be playing February. I'm sorry, February.
That's a long way off.
I don't know if I'm free for that.
Yeah, I'd probably be in the Bahamas then. I think
for you, expecting right. Album sales to go very well, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm hoping. You know. I've got some pre-sales.
Well, what? You've gotten the Motor Live Drive bump now. So
oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, Friday the 13th at Tracy's Corner Cafe, 12 in Hoover, with Ian Pinchbeck. Come on out.
Okay, in fact, Margaret just looked it up. She recognized that song.
Yeah, the last song, Casey, I played that back in June, I think, or...
In May.
Yes,
you did.
Absolutely.
I recognized it when you started it, and I'm like, I've heard that.
That guy ripped it off from someone.
This guy with the shaved head sounds a lot like that guy with the blue hair.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure having you guys. And
it's been a pleasure being here. Thank you very much.
We've got about 3 minutes left.
Oh, want to play them out?
Play us out, please.
Play us out, Sam.
What do we want to do here?
Pick something.
Yep, get a little something for us.
All right.
All right. It's always good to end with some music.
All right.
How about Parts of Notice?
Go for it.
All right, here we go. You know what? Where'd my pick go? Thank you, sir.
Yeah. and weekends on free because she calls me to pray. She calls me insane. She calls me insane. Why doesn't he?
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let W.